From Tidbits on May 12, 2008, this is the audio version of Back to My Mac Leads to Recovery of Stolen Mac, written by Glenn Fleischman. A clever Mac user who had her laptop stolen led the police to the alleged burglars using Back to My Mac. Three roommates in White Plains, New York had about $5,000 worth of computer and entertainment equipment stolen on April 27, 2008. And this last Tuesday, one victim who works at an Apple store, Kate Duplaga, received a text message from a friend who, spotting her on iChat, thought she'd recovered her computer. She said no and used Back to My Mac's remote screen sharing feature to monitor her laptop's built-in EyeSight camera to grab a photo of one of the alleged thieves. She then used remote file sharing to find a picture of the other stored in the laptop. The two men charged in the burglary were arrested with the equipment in their apartment and are reportedly friends of a friend of the roommates who had their stuff stolen. Fortunately for Duplaga, the alleged malefactors had a router with UPnP or NAT-PMP turned on, without which Back to My Mac rarely works, and they left the victim's laptop signed into .Mac. I'm finishing up a book on Back to My Mac, and one thing I've discovered is that the service can be both hard to get up and running and hard to eliminate from your system. I address both in the book. While I've heard of people using tools like iAlertU to capture images of someone in the process of using your computer without permission, this is the first remote sleuthing I've heard of with Back to My Mac. A commenter on the story at Boing Boing wondered if the Back to My Mac access goes both ways, and that's a supremely valid and freaky concern. Back to My Mac assumes that you control the .Mac account in question and any computers on which you've logged into .Mac. The alleged thieves could just as easily have monitored Duplaga had she logged into .Mac and enabled Back to My Mac on another Mac, just as she monitored them. If you want to forestall this problem, use the .Mac preference pane to log out of your .Mac account and then run keychain access. Find all the .Mac reference certificates and passwords attached to your login identity and delete them. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and a whole other thing to think about if you lose a Mac.